Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Imagine a world where machines can grade your essay, design your lesson plan, and even tutor you one-on-one, yet the heart of learning still beats in the human teacher's voice. That paradox was at the center of the United Nations International Day of Education observed on 24 January 2026, with the theme, AI in Education, Preserving Human Agency. Why does the world need a dedicated day for education? In 2018, the UN General Assembly, through Resolution 72/222, declared 24 January as International Day of Education to reaffirm that education is a universal human right and the bedrock of sustainable development. The date also aligns with UNESCO's mandate as the lead agency for Sustainable Development Goal 4, which calls for inclusive, equitable, quality education and lifelong learning for all. The 2026 theme, AI in Education, Preserving Human Agency, captures the rapid spread of artificial intelligence across classrooms, from AI-driven tutors and personalized learning platforms to automated grading and content generation. The crucial question the theme asks is, as technology becomes more capable, how can we guarantee that education continues to nurture critical thinking, creativity, ethical reasoning, and interpersonal skills, the uniquely human capacities that no algorithm can replace? For India, the theme resonates deeply with the National Education Policy 2020, which seeks to move away from rote memorization toward conceptual understanding, a shift that places teachers, not just technology, at the center of learning. Let us now trace the origins of the policy overhaul. India had not revisited its education framework comprehensively since the National Policy on Education of 1986, which was revised in 1992. The NEP 2020 was approved by the Union Cabinet on 29 July 2020, after being drafted by a committee chaired by former ISRO chairman Dr. K. Kasturirangan. Its most visible reform replaces the old 10+2 structure with a 5+3+3+4 design, aligning schooling stages with children's developmental phases. First, the policy insists on mothering instruction. NEP mandates that teaching be delivered in the home language or mother tongue up to at least grade 5 and preferably up to grade 8, because research shows children grasp foundational concepts more effectively in a familiar linguistic environment. Implementation, however, varies across states. Second, the National Initiative for Proficiency in Reading with Understanding and Numeracy, Nipun Bharat, was launched on 5 July 2021 under the Ministry of Education. Its target is crystal clear: by the end of grade 3, that is by the academic year 2006-07, every child should be able to read with comprehension and perform basic arithmetic. The focus is on classes 1 to 3, ages 6 to 9, and the initiative rolls out structured pedagogy, intensive teacher training, assessment frameworks and multilingual reading material. Each state and union territory sets its own Nipun targets, and progress is monitored through standardized assessments. Third, the Academic Bank of Credits, introduced in 2021, creates a national digital infrastructure for higher education. It allows students to pick courses from multiple universities, accumulate credits, and exit after year 1 with a certificate, after year 2 with a diploma, or continue to the full degree. Credits can be transferred across institutions, enabling multiple entry and exit points and accommodating the socioeconomic realities that often force students to pause their studies. Fourth, the government identified more than 14,000 PM schools for Rising India, PM Shri, as model institutions to showcase NEP implementation. These schools feature updated pedagogy, improved labs, libraries and digital tools, and they place discovery-based and activity-based learning at the core, especially during the foundational stage. Fifth, the performance assessment, Review and Analysis of Knowledge for Holistic Development, PARAK, was set up as a national assessment authority, replacing older frameworks. PARAK conducts large-scale national achievement surveys, issues assessment guidelines to states, promotes holistic report cards that go beyond marks to include co-curricular achievements, and benchmarks Indian student learning against international standards such as PISA. Sixth, the National Credit Framework integrates academic, vocational, and experiential learning pathways under a single credit system, allowing seamless mobility between vocational and academic streams. All these reforms are underpinned by the National Curriculum Framework for School Education 2023, the first revision since 2005. The NCFSE provides detailed guidance on what children should learn at each stage, how it should be taught, the role of local languages and cultures, and assessment approaches that curb rote learning. Now, let us turn to the on-the-ground reality of learning outcomes, as documented by the Annual Status of Education Report, or ASER, published each year by Pratham, India's largest education NGO. ASER conducts household surveys of children aged 3 to 16 in rural areas, measuring reading ability, from recognizing a word to reading a grade 5 text, and arithmetic ability, from number recognition to performing division. The core finding that ASER has consistently highlighted is stark: a large proportion of children in upper primary classes cannot perform basic reading or arithmetic tasks expected of a grade 2 student. In other words, the system is delivering attendance and certificates without commensurate learning. Post-COVID, school attendance has largely rebounded, yet foundational reading and arithmetic levels have not returned to pre-pandemic heights, especially in government schools in rural regions. Stateways, Kerala, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Tamil Nadu consistently post stronger outcomes, while Bihar, Jharkhand, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh lag, although recent improvements are noted. The gap between private and government schools remains, but some states are seeing the divide narrow. How does India address the AI challenge within this context? NEP 2020 preempted the AI revolution by emphasizing critical thinking, creativity, and conceptual understanding over memorization. The National E-Education Architecture, NEET, and the PM EVIDYA platform already provide digital learning resources. More recently, the India AI mission launched in 2024 aims to deploy AI for personalized learning, while Diksha, the digital infrastructure for knowledge sharing, serves as the national platform for teacher training and digital content. Complementary initiatives such as Arogya Setu, Swayam and NPTEL further enrich the digital ecosystem. However, the challenge remains: AI can personalize content and track progress, but it cannot replace the mentorship, social learning and emotional development that human teachers provide, especially for children aged 3 to 8, when human relationships are critical to cognitive growth. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember this number: the International Day of Education is observed on 24th January, established by UNG Resolution 72/222 in 2018, and the 2026 theme is AI in Education, Preserving Human Agency. For prelims, note that NEP 2020 was approved on 29th July 2020, drafted by the Kasturirangan Committee, and introduced the 5+3+3+4 structure. Nipun Bharat was launched on 5th July 2021, targeting foundational literacy by 2026-27. The Academic Bank of Credits came into force in 2021, offering multiple entry-exit options. PM Shri Schools number more than 14,000. PALAK is the new assessment authority, and the NCFSE 2023 is the latest curriculum framework. ASER, conducted by Pratham, provides the reality check on learning outcomes. For mains, GS2 questions may ask you to evaluate NEP 2020's implementation challenges, the learning outcome crisis highlighted by ASER, the role of Mother Tongue instruction, or the impact of private schools under the Right to Education Act. JS3 may probe technology in education, AI, digital divide, edtech regulation, and platforms such as Diksha and Swayam. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. International Day of Education falls on 24th January each year, established in 2018 by UNG Resolution 72/222. The 2026 theme is AI in Education, Preserving Human Agency, and UNESCO leads SDG 4, which seeks inclusive, equitable, quality education for all. NEP 2020 was approved on 29 July 2020 under the chairmanship of Dr. K. Kasturirangan, replacing the 10+2 system with 5+3+3+4. Nipun Bharat launched on 5th July 2021, aiming for grade 3 literacy by 2026-27. The Academic Bank of Credits, launched in 2021, enables credit accumulation across universities and multiple exit points. More than 14,000 PM Shri schools serve as model NEP institutions. Parakh conducts the National Achievement Survey and promotes holistic report cards. The NCFSE 2023 outlines stage-wise learning outcomes, pedagogies, and assessment reforms. ASER, the annual household survey by Pratham, measures reading and arithmetic skills of rural children, consistently revealing a gap between enrollment and actual learning. In closing, the convergence of a global call for quality education, India's ambitious policy overhaul, the stark learning outcome gaps revealed by ASER, and the rise of artificial intelligence together shape a critical juncture for the nation's future. Preserving human agency while harnessing AI will determine whether India can truly deliver on the promise of equitable, high-quality education for every child.